Katie, first of all, congratulations. I know it's been a long time coming. You've officiated a lot of big games already, but as we welcome you to the program, what is Saturday going to mean to you?
Jeff, thanks for having me. Certainly, I appreciate you bringing some light to the officiating side of the game, especially in this current economy of officials that we are currently going through. I just want to give a shout out to listeners out there who've ever thought about officiating. Now, there's no better time than right now to give it a shot. So there's my little plug on trying to get more officials on the ice, but I'm really excited for Saturday. Certainly, like you said, I've had a lot of great experiences along my officiating journey so far, and had the chance to do a couple years ago a rookie tournament out in California. And so, you know, this is going to be quite a similar level of play to that prospect tournament. So really excited to take the ice on Saturday.
So I had Kirsten Welsh on the show last week, and we were talking. She became the first, as you know, a female official to linesperson to work an OHL game, Mississauga and Guelph. And I texted her this morning, and I said, you know, I'm having you on the show today. I said, when I say your name, what comes to mind? And I'm going to embarrass her now because I'm going to read her response. She said, seasoned officiating vet, always very prepared and calm, very good at what she does, an inspiration for female officials everywhere. Your thoughts on what Kirsten had to say about you, seasoned officiating vet?
You know, I started officiating after playing in college down in the States. I went to Brown University, and it wasn't until then that I thought of giving officiating a try. And eventually everybody's playing days come to an end. Officiating is another great way to stay involved in the game. I've also had the opportunity to coach at a prep school in the Boston area. And so I got to see the side of the game from the bench. But being on that ice, it's certainly, you know, the adrenaline flow is very much similar to that as being a player. And so for me, my skates have been my passport around the globe, and I've been giving some incredible experiences and opportunities. And I really do think the timing has just been right for me. I think there are a lot of my mentors and people that came before me certainly could have been in my shoes, but maybe the timing wasn't right. So I just feel as though I'm fortunate to be where I am at this time and excited to be able to have the experiences that I've had officiating around the globe and excited for this next step on my journey.
You know, in speaking to Kirsten, she mentioned your name right away when I talked about people that she was inspired by. Who are your inspirations when you decided, hey, I'm going to pick up a whistle here and drop pucks now?
Definitely quite a few. I had a lot of supervisors and mentors along the way, and the one that certainly stands out is Julie Piacentini from Boston. She played at Northeastern. She was my mentor through and through. I think I did my first one of my first games with her, and she went to the 02 and 06 Olympics and really showed me the path. And certainly I learned a ton from her on the ice, off the ice, and was fortunate to be able to work with her in a lot of games, especially switching from the 2-man to the 3-man, then to the 4-man, and having her instill confidence in me along the way helped me get to where I am today.
You know, for people that might be listening, and I've got a brother-in-law who's an official, so we have tons of conversations about officiating and, you know, what the challenges are, what do you have a hard time with, how do you do this? Like, I'm fascinated with the position. I'm convinced that, you know, if I had been smarter, this would have been the route that I would have went when my playing career was done. And I still to this day, Katie, kick myself that I didn't, because I think I really would have loved it. But when you first started, what were the biggest challenges, and what do you find now are your biggest challenges in officiating?
Well, first off, Jeff, it's not too late. There's still time for you to get out there.
Oh, I don't know. I'm a knock-kneed skater.
You can do it. There's a lot of levels out there. every game has its own challenges. I work all levels from youth all the way through, and, you know, we're out there to react to the player's actions. So it's exciting that you never know in any given game what you're going to get. So you always have to be on your toes and stay mentally sharp and just be prepared to react to anything that you see on the ice.
You know, one of the things that I love about, I mean, I love this, I love the fact that there are 10 women that are going to be working in the American Hockey League this year. And inevitably, you know, Stephen Walkham has talked about this before. Inevitably, there will be a first female official in the NHL, whether it's a referee or whether it's a Lions person. I would imagine, like, I'm trying to always put myself in someone else's shoes. Like, I would imagine that if I'm you, Katie, when I talk to a young girl specifically and they realize, oh, I can be a referee too. It's not just a player. Like, there are other opportunities. I'd never thought about that. Like, the whole idea that, you know, if you can see it, you can be it. You know, what does that make you feel like when you talk to young girls and they realize, oh, wow, I can be a referee too?
Totally. We've all seen the growth of the women's game over the last decade or two. And when I started officiating, there were fewer opportunities for officials than there are now. And so there's just so many amazing opportunities out there across the globe in the officiating side of the game. And, you know, not everybody has the opportunity to play in the NHL or AHL or play on the Olympic teams, but officiating is another path to reach some of your goals. And so, you know, I just encourage everybody to give it a shot, whether you're a player or a coach. I think just seeing the game from a new lens opens up eyes as to this side of the game. And so it's a new perspective of the game. And I think it you know, increases hockey IQ if you can get out there and see the game from a different lens. So I encourage everybody to try it. And then, you know, My goal had always been the Olympics, and I was fortunate to reach that in 2018 in Pyeongchang. And I never really thought I'd be on this path. And USA Hockey allows us to go to one Olympics, and then our IHF path has come to an end. And so I really thought I had reached the pinnacle, and then the opportunity to attend the NHL Combine opened up for me. And so that was a great way to see that there are other opportunities in the officiating side of the game that I didn't know were possibilities. And so for young girls out there, you know, eventually we will see a female in the NHL, like you said. And so I encourage people to try it. It's a great way to stay on the ice, be in the action. You get a front row seat to some fun hockey, and it's a great way to stay involved in the game.
And it's very much a team atmosphere too. Like, there's always, and I've always gone out of my way to make this point, there's actually three teams on the ice at any given time. There's the two teams that are competing for goals, and then there's the officiating team. And regardless of who you are, you're always part of a crew when you're doing that. It's interesting that I think one of those points there, I mean, there's a lot of salient points, but one that I really want to focus on is the idea of whether or not you want to be an official, you should at least try it because it will change you as a player. And I can recall, I think it was when I was in my 20s and I was just playing, like, you know, I'm a bad men's league player, and one of the games they need an official. And I said, well, how hard can this be? I'll do it. And it blew me away, A, at how tough it was, B, how unprepared I was, and C, how it changed me when I went back to playing. Like, the idea of always, you know, seeing the same thing with a different pair of eyes. I'm with you, Katie. I think every person playing the game should at least try it. Even if you don't want to do it long term, I think everyone should at least try, you know, even just working the lines or, you know, officiating and trying to keep track of penalties and numbers and touches and everything. I think everyone, I think your point's a great one. I think everybody should at least try it.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, officiating is all about getting in the right sight lines to see the play. You know, we're often looking through players, and so there's a lot of anticipation that goes into it, and then also seeing the ice as a whole. And so you're really needing to make sure you know where everybody on the ice is. And so you open up your field of vision, and, you know, certainly a player that's able to do that, it helps their game. And so I encourage everybody to give it a shot. And in this current state that we're in, I actually just saw an article about Quebec. I know down in the States, I'm in the Boston area, and there's a huge shortage of officials right now. So I promise you, if you want to try it, you just get certified through Hockey Canada, USA Hockey, or there's other avenues as well, and you'll get plenty of games.
what kind of referee are you? Are you a chatty one? Did you want to have, like, a conversation going with both teams all throughout the game? Are you a sort of buttoned up, you know, zipper on the lips kind of official? What kind of official are you, Katie?
it's important to build respect from the players and communicate with the players. Communication is key, and I like to try to talk to the players on the ice and have them understand what I'm looking for and build that respect mutually amongst the players and the benches.
Okay, let me ask you a tough one then. I asked Kirsten this one, and I believe her answer was boarding. If there was one call that you could take out of the rule book that you personally don't agree with, what would it be?
Wow. Oh, that's a tough one.
You can erase one rule. Maybe it's the dreaded puck over the glass, automatic 2 minutes. Maybe it's charging. What is charging? Everybody moves their feet. How do you discern what a charge is? Is there one rule, Kate, you look at and you go, I have to call it because it's my job, but man, do I hate making this call.
You know, I always thought if we took offsides out of the game, if that would create more scoring opportunities. So I think, that might be a good test just to see if we could just have someone hanging, cherry picking at the far end and, put your best goal scorer right in front of the goalie and see if you can get the puck up to them.
I'm with you. Last question, then we'll let you get on with your day. I know it's going to be a busy couple of days leading up to Saturday. How do you watch hockey games now? Like I'm always fascinated watching games with my brother-in-law, who I mentioned is an official, because he sees it differently than I do. And obviously he looks for things that I don't look for. How do you watch hockey now, just as a casual fan?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Definitely through the lens of the official, whether it's in the first person or third person, I'm not quite sure, but I always am watching where the officials are all over the ice, and seeing, trying to figure out what they're seeing while they're in their positions, and trying to, when their arms go up or play happens, trying to figure out what their field of vision is based on the position that they're in, and putting myself in their shoes while I'm up in the stand. So it's a different way to see the game. I can tell you, it's definitely shifted over the years. Once I became an official, I found that I was watching the officials more than the players when I was at a game. But a different way to see the game. And when I'm up top, I always try to figure out what they're thinking out there and the positioning that they're in.
I'm curious too, going back to your career. I have one more question. So going back to your career, like now with an official's eyes, do you ever look back on the things that you did when you were a player and you go, oh boy, now that I look at it, like I know just personally, I would stop chirping refs as much as I used to when I was a player. What about you?
I learned a lot when I first opened the rule book after my playing days were over. College teammates laugh when they hear about my officiating journey, because I certainly had my fair share of penalties. So I guess at the time I didn't know the rules, but I learned them quickly once I got that whistle.